It's Friday, May 13th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. Senators and congressional representatives could be taking a more prominent role on the issue of abortion as the Supreme Court is expected to overturn the protections of Roe v. Wade. Recently, U.S. Senate GOP candidate Adam Laxalt was endorsed by the anti-abortion group National Right to Life. KUNR contributor Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent has the details.
The Nevada Independent obtained a copy of the candidate questionnaire the group used to grade possible candidate endorsements. Though Laxalt's responses remain unknown, the questionnaire includes prompts such as this one, which have been abridged for clarity. Quote, do you advocate reversing and or changing Roe v. Wade so that elected legislative bodies may once again protect unborn children by limiting and or prohibiting abortion? It also asks if they would support repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act. Additionally, the questionnaire asked if candidates for Senate would vote to support only anti-abortion Supreme Court nominees. During his time as Attorney General, Laxalt joined multiple amicus briefs supporting attempts by conservative lawmakers in other states to severely limit abortion access. Later, while running for governor in 2018, Laxalt told KOLO-TV he would look into a possible referendum to undo Nevada's constitutional abortion protections. For KUNR News, I'm Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent.
That story was originally reported by Jacob Solis. California Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing to use taxpayer money to help pay for abortions for those who can't afford them. California already pays for some abortions through the state's Medicaid program, but some women don't qualify for Medicaid and don't have private health insurance. Clinics will sometimes perform abortions for free when that happens. Newsom has proposed giving clinics $40 million in grants to help offset those costs. The money could potentially pay for abortions for women from other states who come to California for care. The U.S. Supreme Court could overturn Roe v. Wade this summer. Western congressional Democrats want to update the nation's mining law, but the Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent says it's unclear if the 150-year-old measure will see an overhaul.
Anachronistic was the word several people used during testimony at a hearing this week. They were describing the mining law signed by President Ulysses S. Grant back in 1872. It hasn't evolved since then, and House Natural Resources Chair Raul Grijalva wants to change that. He says the law was an instrument of dispossession for Native Americans.
You can't rewrite that history. You can't erase that history, but you can't correct anything going forward.
The Arizona Democrat introduced a bill that would mandate consultation with Native American tribes before allowing mining near tribal communities. Conservative lawmakers oppose many of the potential changes, which would also require mining companies to pay royalties for mines on federal lands. Meanwhile, a White House group is working on a plan to update the old mining law. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
New York City's mayor is calling on the Biden administration to yank the federal firearms license of a Nevada company. The company sells parts and kits for ghost guns. Those are firearms without serial numbers that have been increasingly turning up at crime scenes around the U.S. Mayor Eric Adams joined with gun control group Every Town for Gun Safety this week. They've made a public call for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to immediately revoke the license of Polymer 80, Inc. They're alleging the company has violated federal gun laws requiring background checks of purchasers and serial numbers. And this week, the Berlin Ichthyosaur State Park in Nye County has reopened after a roadway improvement project caused an extended closure. The goal of the project was to provide safer travel to visitors while also preventing resource damage during storm events. Roadways throughout the park were improved through reconstruction and other tasks, such as resurfacing. Additional features include a wider roadway, erosion control, and low water crossings. State Parks Administrator Bob Mergel says the project was crucial to protect natural resources while also ensuring the safety of visitors to, quote, one of Nevada's most treasured state parks. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.